Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We wanted to say that when we speak about these dilemmas, when we speak about these topics, we're not necessarily focusing in on individual people. We're
The dilemma gives us the idea and then we talk broadly about it in like a more general setting.
Yeah. We aren't medical professionals or counsellors.
We aren't medical professionals.
So on an actual genuine serious note, you should always seek expert help if you feel like you need it, because we're just normal people like you. So
like,
we can give our opinions, we can give our advice, but we're just advise me, I would advise you, or you would advise me.
Exactly.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom. We are again.
We're sat on the toilet this time.
In the girls' bathroom.
And we're here to chit-chat and discuss. We've actually got some good topics this time.
We have.
Which are, like, different. They are different.
Yeah.
Like, we've not touched on them.
These topics yet.
And we're quite excited.
We've tried to do something a bit different. So we have, like, some specific dilemmas. But then we also just have some general topics.
Just general.
Which you guys wanted us to talk about.
Which is just, like, I feel like a lot of girls have thought about these things.
Yes. And have the, me too.
Like, okay, we've got three topics and I feel like,
yeah.
I do feel like every girl will have, like, thought about it.
Me too.
100%.
Baby.
Okay, so we're going to get into the episode.
Yes.
We're going to start with our Instagram shout out.
Yes. Okay, this is, okay, we love this woman.
We love this woman.
She's a grown woman who is literally a multimillionaire.
She is like the ultimate, not that this girl needs a shout out from us.
Not at all.
But she is like the ultimate girl boss. She's
literally
honestly incredible. So you might be able to guess, but it's Connor Walker.
She is the owner of House of CB.
Mistress
Rock. She's incredible. She started her House of CB when she was 18.
Yeah.
Selling, well, what was it called before? Celeb Boutique.
Yeah, she was like selling dresses on eBay.
And then just from that, it just like snowballed.
Grew.
She's got House of CB now.
Yeah.
And she was in Forbes 30 under 30. So
that, you need to follow her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And as well, she's so, so nice.
Yeah. And her stories are always good on Instagram.
Yeah,
and her pics
are
amazing. And like,
so
you get to see like little House of CB behind the scenes stuff.
She's amazing. So we
love
her.
She's incredible.
So, okay. Shall we get on with the episode?
Let's roll.
Also, we're going to try and not talk over each other as much.
Absolutely.
But it's quite, you see, the thing is about talking over each other.
Yeah.
I talk over everyone it's a sign of interest in the conversation.
It's not as being rude. It's like, we're excited.
Like, if I'm not talking over you, I'm probably not engaged in what you're talking about.
Like, if I'm literally actually waiting for you to, who listens to someone and literally waits for them? Who's your friend? Fair enough if it's a stranger. But like, who waits for them to finish their
whole sentence
and then
start again?
If you're like engaged,
I find it impossible to like not.
Literally.
If I'm like engaged in the conversation, but we're gonna try so it's a bit easier to listen to. Hold yourself back. Yeah.
Like, who wants to hold themselves back?
So we're gonna try. We're gonna see how that goes. Boy Talk, episode 7.
God.
Let's get into it.
7?
I can't believe we're all the way over here.
That means we've been sat here for like over 7 hours.
Yeah. Pretty long time. Not in one go, by the way.
Just in intervals. Shit, imagine if we just like bang them out in fucking 15 hours.
We heard about someone that did that actually.
10.
Remember when we were at this, like, I think it was VidCon, and someone was like, yeah, we had a podcast, we filmed it all in one go. I was like, what
fuck
the?
Me. Was your brain just like dead?
Exhausted.
Like, we filmed one, we're like, whew. That's it for the day. Absolutely.
God. See you in 2 weeks.
That was hard work.
Okay, right. Let's get into it. Yeah. So, God, it feels like a while since we've done this.
It really does, doesn't it?
So, I'm having some inner turmoil with my relationship. Right. I'm 23 and me and my boyfriend have been together for just over a year.
Yep.
Growing up as a teen and in my early 20s, I was always very independent. And I had one big motto, don't let a boy get in the way of what you want to do.
Yeah.
My friends are moving to Australia in the new year and I had planned to go with them, but that was before this relationship. Oh, I now have the opportunity to travel abroad, so leaving my boyfriend, or take a great career opportunity and move closer to him. But the one thing I didn't say is that I really do love him. He's one of the best people I've ever met and I don't know if we'll last the distance.
Do you know what? I hate this because if this was, I'm a Libra, so I actually can't make a decision.
Wow, a horoscope reference there.
It is. I actually really can't make a decision.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm going to start with the quotes already, but I saw this really amazing quote. Tammy Hembrow posted it on her story.
Tammy, go on, girl.
I reposted it basically just to copy. But it was this quote, right? And it said, I can't remember the quote exactly. It was quite long. Yeah. But it was saying how, like, in life, when we're faced with, like, two decisions or, like, what this one or this one? What should I do?
Yes, this one or this one?
And it was basically saying that we all think that, like, one decision is the right one and the one that's going to lead us to all glory and what I'm meant to do and the path to success. And if I make the other decision, it's going to be flames and everything's going to be ruined and it's just going to be a dark road and everything's going to be shit. But... Yeah. That's not the case.
No, that's not how life works.
Like, so either decision is going to be a great one. Like, your life is going to intertwine and, like, go with whatever decision you make. It's not like one's right and one's wrong.
Like, one's going to just ruin your life and
one's going to make it amazing,
like,
with rainbows.
Like, you're still going to have a great life. Like, everything's going to work out and all the paths are going to align.
Exactly.
Either way.
Because it was saying, like, you know, it's not like your life has been pre-written. It's not like it's already written in a book.
Literally.
And you've made the wrong decision. Oh no, she's not following the book.
Oh,
she's not following it.
We're gonna kill you. That's it.
You're slashed.
Yeah.
So, like, the book is being written around the decisions that you make, you know? So it's not like one's the best decision and one's gonna be the worst decision.
Yeah.
So
in terms of your dilemma.
In terms of your dilemma.
Right, this is how I'd look at it. Before, let's say, Jacob came into the picture, you said you were going to go travelling with your friends.
Yeah.
Right?
But they're moving to Australia.
Oh, shit, but she's just going to go travel.
And I have planned to go. Well, she said, my friends are moving to Australia in the new year and I had planned to go with them.
Oh,
but moving, that could be like for 2 years.
Yeah. Goodness. Mm. Okay. And then Jacob came along. You're
and things
in love.
Changed.
Things have changed, right? You have to acknowledge that. And you have to respect him in this as well.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't just be like, well, before you fucking came along, I'm going to fuck off to Australia because that's what I thought before.
I know.
But really, you have this other human who loves you and who you love. You actually do have to consider.
I know.
Because it'd be so easy to sit here and be like, go to Australia, you said it before, just go, leave him,
I know.
But then...
Because originally I'm thinking, you have said, look...
Literally, me too.
Your one big motto is don't let a boy get in the way of what you want to do.
Yeah,
okay?
Like, you've got to be selfish,
like,
sometimes,
that
right?
That is your motto. Yeah. You've said it yourself. So, I don't know what...
I believe that as well, but...
It's so much easier said than done. Like, I think all girls are like, I'm not going to let a boy get in the way of what I want to do. But really, like, if we didn't have boyfriends,
really,
we'd fucking go and live in Australia,
literally,
wouldn't we?
But really,
but we do.
If it's genuine love, it sounds like genuine love.
I know.
You want to be with him forever.
But then again, just over a year. She's 23. I mean, what you could do
Can he come with you?
Can he come with you?
We're trying to find a loophole here.
We're trying to find a loophole in this arrangement.
I mean, could he? He could.
But is he going to, like, she's moving with her friends.
Yeah.
Like, what if the friend's like, we don't want your boyfriend coming with us? Like,
God.
I mean, couldn't you sort of do both? Like, couldn't you go to Australia for, like, four months?
For the summer.
Yeah. For a beautiful, because their summers are Christmas, right? So go from, like, September to, like, February and,
like,
then come back.
Your only option isn't just going for, like, a year.
No.
Like, you don't have to be like, okay, I've got to go for a year, that's it.
I'm going for a decade. I'm never coming back.
I'm going for 100 years and then I'll be back. We'll see if we can rekindle
this love.
We'll
see if we can reconnect.
But I think, talk
like,
to him.
Like, can't you go for a few months and then come back?
Yeah, like, talk to him.
But then,
like,
she's saying she doesn't know if they'll last the distance.
right, you need to talk to him, but I love you. I've always wanted to go to Australia. It's one of my dreams and passions. Like, I really want to do it. I love you so much. We'll be together.
Yeah.
Just, can I fulfill this dream of mine for a month, you know?
Well, maybe like 4 months.
4 months, you know, come and visit me for two weeks.
If you guys are going to be together for, let's say, 10 years, okay, 50 years, 4 months is nothing.
Yeah. And if he can't handle that, then if he's like, no, I can't do it, I'm going to break up with you because you're going to Australia for 4 months, then that's silly because that's if he's like, you've got your whole life to be together. And if he's breaking away with that, then he's just,
and also, like, what if, don't want to, you know, say anything bad here, but what if, for example, in like, you decide not to go and then things didn't work out, you and your relationship, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Things don't work out sometimes. Shit. Like feelings can change, things can happen. What if it doesn't work out? And then you're like, I knew I should have gone to Australia.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much resentment towards yourself being
I knew I wanted to go.
Like, I said not to let a boy get in the way. Like, that was a once in a lifetime opportunity. I should have gone. Blah, blah, blah.
Therefore, I think you need to be selfish and you need to make Australia work in some sort of way. Boom.
Me too.
Boom. There you go.
Dropping the mic. I think you need to go.
Yeah. I think talk to him. He'll be understanding. Hopefully, if he's not, then obviously not the right one for you. Go find an Australian surfer.
Go find an Australian surfer. Hello. Good day there.
Good day there.
From Australia.
How you doing, Liz? You're looking ravishing today. Would you like some sausages on my Barbie?
Some Barbie.
Went south.
That went a bit off there.
Sometimes I really struggle with that accent.
Really off. Don't let them get the best of you
when you are under the weather. Okay, should we go on to a topic?
Yeah, we could have a topic.
Because we've got some cute ones here. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay.
Right, we're going to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
You don't have to. I only know that song from Happy Feet.
Happy Feet?
Yeah.
Why was that song in Happy
Feet? You don't have to be cool.
Oh, that one. I was like, why are they singing about sex in Happy Feet?
Yeah, that's the song.
I just want your extra...
Yeah.
Let's talk about sex. That one comes to me from Pitch Perfect.
Oh.
You know, the sing-offs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a riff-off.
The riff-off.
Let's have
the riff-off.
Let's have a riff-off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
So we have this girl here, and she's basically saying she's been with her boyfriend for over 3 years.
Right.
She's 21, but they've never slept together.
Okay.
Right? She knows...
Together for 3 years, 21. Okay, so what is that, 17?
She was 18? 18.
18, yeah.
Wow, that was bad maths.
Wow.
Goodness me.
Math is not my strong point.
Absolutely
not.
You
can ask my parents.
Absolutely. Okay, and she says she knows she's not old and there's no rush, but this is her concern. She's getting worried that he may not want her in that way. Like, she feels like... Because of this, she feels like he doesn't... Like her in that way,
yeah.
Strangely.
And we do get a lot of emails just in general of girls being like, I'm 22.
Yeah.
I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Is this blah, blah, blah? I'm 14. Should I do this yet?
No.
No, you shouldn't.
Jesus Christ.
But we get a lot about like sex and virginity. So we thought we would just cover the topic as a whole.
And just to add, she said, whenever we talk about it, so they have talked about it.
Yeah.
He says he isn't ready.
Okay.
Now, just from personal experience and just in general, that is odd coming from a boy.
Yeah, I mean...
Generally speaking... The boys are ready before the girls.
The boys are ready.
Right?
Because I feel like it's... On the general... I feel like it's more of a big deal for girls.
Yeah. But on the general, I feel like it's more intimate for girls.
Yes.
As in, it's more of something foreign. It's like a foreign concept. Is this a foreign object entering?
And when you actually...
Entering an untouched hole,
it releases those feelings of love.
Yes.
It's like a fact.
Yeah.
It releases those... What's it called? And it like makes you fall in love
pheromones.
It's like the love drug. It releases.
It actually is. That's why it's harder for girls to
generally.
This is all general.
General speaking.
And for guys, it's just like a release. Right?
But it's still a big deal.
It's still a big deal for guys and girls. So let's talk about this.
But just from what the people that I've known and people that we knew growing up, it was always like the boys were like, I'm ready. And the girls were like, I'm not ready there.
So she's saying that all her friends are like, it's weird. Why is he not ready? Like, all of my, she's saying all her friends' boyfriends or all her guy friends
have
all
had their sex, yeah.
And she's just like, should I be worried? Like, he's not into me. Like, is it, am I the problem or am I overreacting?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't heard of this situation before.
It's out of the ordinary.
It's out of the ordinary.
But this can be, like, this might just be normal. And we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like he may just not be ready.
Not be ready.
Right?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing
like
wrong with
everyone,
that at all.
Yes, we've been saying,
everyone's
like,
different.
Oh, usually guys, but everyone's individual. Everyone's unique.
Different.
And everyone is going to mature and feel ready for this, like, thing.
It's a big deal.
At different times, you know, and you never know, like, maybe he's been putting a lot of pressure on himself.
To
being
perform.
Like, I need to be experienced.
Honestly,
I need to know what to do. I need to make sure she enjoys this. It's too much pressure.
Exactly. He's been
and
watching.
And he just psychs himself out.
Exactly. He's been watching porn and he's seeing
these screaming girls.
These big, macho, big-willied men, you know, destroying
maybe
these females.
Maybe he's just incredibly really insecure.
I honestly think it's nothing to do with you. I don't think he's not attracted to you. I think he'd have the decency to not be with you.
To end the relationship.
To end the relationship and he'd go fuck someone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's that at all. I think it's in himself.
Me too.
I think he's waited so long.
There's been too much anticipation. It's almost like when you, say if you meet someone like online or like on Instagram DMs or something, and you end up like texting for like 3 months before have a first date.
So that first date,
there's way too much anticipation. Yeah. There's way too much pressure being
too
built up because you've been waiting for it for so long. So that's kind of what this
all
is.
All the overthinking. I think
all
that's exactly what this is. 3 years, he's like, God, I just want to please Becky. Like, I
just
want to please her. I want to make her happy. I want to be the best I can be.
And because you've both just sort of got used to the fact that that's, you don't have like a sexual part of your relationship because you never have. You got together quite young.
Yeah.
So you've never really, you know, I guess for you two in the couple, it's kind of the norm. But then when you look at probably your friends and other people, you're like, oh, wait.
You feel like there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I do think it's him. I think, you know, you're clearly wanting it and talking about it. I think you're ready. I think just got to talk to him again and be like, look, like, how do you feel about this? Like, I know it's very special. We've been together for 3 years. I'd really love to share this with you.
Like, can we take that next step?
Like, can we take it slow and just, like, let's take it to that next intimate level?
Because at the end of the day, like, you're both in this together.
Literally. Like, no one else is having you do this all on your own.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, this is a private thing.
I think you need to let him know that it's no pressure at all.
Yeah.
That, he can feel so comfortable with you. God, he's your boyfriend of 3 years.
Maybe
he's insecure about his body. Maybe he's insecure about his willy or something.
Yeah.
You don't know. So I think you just need to let him know that
there's no judgment.
There's no judgment. You love him, whatever. And you just want to share this with him. Like, just let him know that he's the only person you want to experience this with.
Yeah.
You know? And then hopefully
just try and give him, like, that confidence.
Yeah. Because I think that's what he needs. I mean,
we could have got this totally wrong.
That is totally our impression.
Me too. That's my impression.
Yeah, because he's saying he's not ready. I think he's insecure about something.
Yeah.
He's holding himself back because he's
But at
anxious.
The same time, like, you shouldn't have sex if you're not ready.
No. Absolutely not.
Like,
I don't want any of you girls...
Or boys,
never let a guy or a girl pressure you into it.
Never.
Because it's your person, it's your body, right?
Your body.
Do not let somebody tell you what you should do with your body.
Yeah.
I think, because then for the rest of your life, you're going to feel like you didn't get to do that for yourself.
Yeah, it wasn't your choice.
You did it for someone else.
Yeah.
And you'll regret that for the rest of your life.
That someone else might not be in your life forever.
Yeah, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
But for, you know, and they weren't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But for you, like, it was a very important thing that you remember for the rest of your life.
So make sure you never feel pressured to do anything like that.
And also from that, so let's talk about, you know, how... So you're starting to date a guy. How far? We had a lot of these. Like,
we did.
I've been seeing this guy for 2 months. Like, should I go
sleep
for
with
it?
Him yet?
We've kissed, but should I invite him round? He keeps inviting me round. I know he wants it, but should I wait?
I think a lot of the time, and again, this is generally speaking, it's very situational, but also I feel like a lot of girls, especially like the younger girls, like when you're maybe losing your virginity or you're kind of just, you know, on the younger side, where it's like you want to impress him. So you think if I sleep with him,
he's gonna like me more. Absolutely not. If anything, it's the opposite.
Yeah, so
generally
all the girls
speaking,
out there that are emailing saying, you know, should I sleep with him? I'm only this age.
Yeah.
But, like, no, don't
do
it.
He really wants it. But the thing is, like, some people, you go on a date, sleep with them on the first date, been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's so situational.
Oh, my God. Like, listen to this.
Yeah.
So Jen Atkin, she's like a celebrity, like...
Hairstylist.
Hairstylist. Her and her husband, when they were friends with benefits for like a year and a half or 2 years.
Crazy.
Before they even started dating and now they're husband and wife.
Oh my God, there you go.
So it's so, like, you could...
Everyone's story is literally different.
Like, you could wait for 3 months or you could wait for, say, 6 months.
You could wait for 6 months.
Sleep together and then, boom, he loses interest and he's gone. You could sleep together on the first date and it's great. You're together for years. Yeah. It makes no difference. Yeah. Like, it's very situational.
Or you could sleep together on the first date, then he sacks you off straight away.
Exactly.
Like, it literally is... You can't predict it.
You can't.
I think you just have to think in yourself, like, do you trust the guy? Do you want to share this with him?
Yeah.
Is he sexy? Like, do you just want to go for it or do you just want to make him wait?
Yeah.
How much? Yeah. Like, just
and
how
are
you, do you
ready
wanna,
to do yeah, it
how,
with this person?
How do you want to go about it? Like, do you really want him to respect you and you really see a future with him?
Also, word of advice, you should go to a GP before and get tested before you start sleeping with a new person.
And also ask him. Be honest. And guys, ask the girl, like, do you have something I need to know? Like, do not lie to me.
You should go and get a test and get them to send you a picture of the test to make sure it's 100%. All clear.
You need to make sure that Willy
because
is clean.
Because you do not want any of that.
Oh, we can't be dealing with chlamydia or anything.
That's just a whole problem that just people
also,
do not need.
And also, use a condom. Or contraception.
And contraception.
We'll get onto that soon. Into the next episode, we're going to talk
episode,
about pills
yeah.
and stuff.
So, yeah, I think it's very situational. And I think you've just got to make sure that... You at the end of the day, if you can't regret it, if it's what you wanted to do,
there you go.
Like, you can't look back and think, oh, I regret that, because at the time it's what you wanted to do. So if it's genuinely at the time, I want to do this, I feel ready, I'm happy to do this, I trust this boy, I feel comfortable with this boy or girl, whatever. Yeah. Then you can't regret it because at the time you felt like it's what you wanted to do.
So just go for it. Like, literally just...
I don't think there's a suggested, like, wait 2 months.
There is...
Wait 3 weeks and six days.
I mean,
days.
What are all those things? It's like three-date rule. There's all those rules. And just judge your own situation.
Yeah.
You're your own person. You know, no one can tell you how long you should wait.
Yeah. And I think for girls that worry that guys are going to lose interest...
Yeah.
Then
he's a dick and he doesn't respect you and he never wanted something serious with you anyway and he obviously didn't like you enough.
He's gonna look, because if anything, like, some guys really love a chase
100%.
And it's like,
so they're like, God, if you're making them wait 6 months and he's that type of guy,
they're almost
who
gonna
just
enjoy
wants to
that. They're gonna like the chase.
He's almost,
like, oh, blah, blah,
like
blah,
the
blah,
challenge, like the sexual teasing.
The challenge, yeah.
You know?
So then he might leave you straight after anyway.
Yeah.
So waiting a longer time doesn't necessarily guarantee that he's gonna stick around.
Like,
it just depends on the person, okay?
Yeah.
So don't
we don't know
it
what
too much.
These boys are thinking, girls.
We really don't.
And guys.
They're a whole different breed.
They are a different. They are a whole different species.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Men are from Mars.
Isn't that
a book?
Some sort of book.
It is a book. There's actually a book called Men Are From Mars. Women are from Venus.
Yeah, different planets.
I mean, we all think that, like, literally, guys and girls think completely differently.
Isn't that so?
It
strange.
Is weird because whenever you're thinking, but he's not understand. Guys think differently.
They think differently.
They literally think. Different.
But they
actually do.
They do. But what isn't that so weird? Like,
it's
what is
so
that?
Weird.
Is that genes?
I don't know.
What is that?
They think differently.
They do think differently. Like, you can explain a situation and they will not. They're wired differently.
Yeah,
they really are.
It's fucking crazy, honestly.
So if you feel like you're not being understood, it's because they're wired differently.
Yeah.
They really are. Okay, should we get back to a dilemma?
Yes, onwards.
Okay, so this one's, I like this one. So yeah. I started dating my boyfriend when I was 15. And we've been together for 6 years.
Wow! So that's, so they're 21 now. That was quick maths and it was correct.
We have had our issues, but as is anyone, but we never fight. We are very independent, give each other space to spend time with family and friends.
Perfect.
We aren't jealous and we have so much trust. It just works really well.
That sounds absolutely perfect.
So she's in such a happy and loving relationship and she loves it, but she's getting a few comments. A few people have been throwing comments towards her being like, aren't you curious what's out there? Aren't you bored yet? Do you really think you'll marry him? You're basically just friends if you don't fight and get jealous. These comments stress me out and make me feel insecure and that my relationship isn't normal. I don't want to be judged for my relationship, and it makes me wonder if, this is the issue, it makes me wonder if in 10 years I'll wish I was single in my early 20s. Could you give me some advice on how to deal with these comments?
Right. We used to have a friend who got with her boyfriend when, 14, 15?
Who are we talking about?
We were actually talking about this couple the other day.
Yeah.
And they got together in year eight.
Yeah, year eight, I think.
Year eight. So we're 14, 15.
Yeah,
they
something like that.
They are still together now. So this is the same situation. They're 21, almost 22, right?
Yeah, they're still together.
And they're still together. And not going to lie, I didn't think it would last that long.
No. I mean, I think they had a bit of a breakup for like, a few months.
I think
they
got back together. Like maybe in like year 11. But
something like that.
When you're getting together like that young, are you thinking about fucking being 27? Do you know what I mean? I don't think you are. And we thought that. We thought they weren't, but they are, and
they're still
enough.
Together now.
And you've got to
chances are they're going to get married.
I honestly think they
will. I think they will. I don't see why they wouldn't.
We don't know them anymore, but I think they will.
Yeah, best of luck to them.
So
you're kind of in a similar situation. So I guess you're sort of thinking like,
I think naturally people think that when it's like, you've been with him since you were 15 and you've never had. I think it's natural, but if this is your
relationship.
Like, I think it's amazing that you've got together so young and you've found your person at such a young age.
And that's also so rare as well.
Like, it's
so something
rare.
Which is really special.
I think it's so special.
And it's a shame that people are trying to make you feel like, aren't you curious?
Yeah.
What else out there?
And kind of bring you down and judge you like, what? Just him for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Really?
Really? It's like, actually, you know what? I'm very lucky and grateful.
Yeah.
I think you just need to own it. And, you know, because people are only thinking that because it's not the usual.
It's not the usual, right? Yeah.
All these people that from 18 to 25, you know, they're
dating around, different relationships,
testing the waters everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, have they found that one person? Maybe they haven't, but you have.
I think
you just need to stand tall in the fact that, you know,
because like you said, you've got a really happy, loving relationship.
It sounds perfect.
Sounds amazing.
I think you just, they're literally just haters who are just trying to like make you question and make you doubt yourself.
And they probably just don't understand because they're thinking like, gosh, when I was 15, I wouldn't have wanted to be with the person I was with then. Like, but I'm such a different person now. And you two are different people to when you were, what you were when you were 15.
But
you've grown together.
Exactly. That's a magical, beautiful thing. Like, you've been able to grow up together and you're going to continue growing, then when you're 50, you're going to look back and be like, God, we grew up together.
Yeah.
I love that.
These people just can't relate to you.
Yeah.
They just can't relate.
So
I think don't let these comments affect you.
No.
You seem really confident and really happy in your relationship.
Just keep going.
So I think, just keep going.
Don't let them make you doubt and think, oh, but if we break up in 10 years, God, am I going to regret it? No.
Yeah.
Keep going at your relationship, because if you break up with him now, all you're going to be thinking about, what if I stayed with him? Like, oh my God, I really miss him.
I think you've just got to take it day at a time. Like, do you want to be with him today? Yes, great. Tomorrow? Do you want to be with him tomorrow? Yeah,
yes,
great.
Perfect.
Don't think about in 10 years.
No, you can't. You just
what am
take
I going to do? Because
day.
You don't know what you're going to be like in 10 years. You don't know what at all is going to be going on.
You don't know what's going to happen to him, happen to you, where you're going to be in life. Just go
literally
with the flow.
A day at a time.
Yeah. Focus on the now. I think that's always good. Instead of thinking about, God, in 10 years, I need to make sure that, it's 10 years away.
Yes, too much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, next dilemma is kind of about getting involved with a new guy, but an ex, you know, a bit complicated.
Oh, these
so
exes.
She's saying, how do you know if a guy and their ex are still in relations?
Right.
I've been interested in this guy and we've been talking for months.
Yeah.
This includes flirting and general chat. I've recently met his ex and found out they're still talking. And not to mention, I found out later on they had a fight that somehow involved me. She told her friends she hates me, blah, 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 blah.
Jealous.
It's a difficult situation. Basically, she just doesn't know when getting to know new guys, whether to get involved.
Right.
Like, how do you know if they're still in contact with their ex? Like, what's going on there?
Right, this is a red flag. You're going into this and his ex is already... You're not even girlfriend and boyfriend. She's already there
she's
saying
already
she hates
there.
You. Babe, you're an ex for a reason. He's not with you for a reason,
yeah.
Right? Just chill out and move on. Like,
it's too messy.
If she's still obsessing over him, you need to get out. Because,
yeah.
You know, the moment he makes you his girlfriend and, it's going to cause you stress. You don't need this at the beginning of a relationship.
No,
this is the
not.
Last thing you need, a crazy ex-girlfriend, when he's not even your fucking boyfriend yet.
I know.
And
also, it just sounds too, like, messy. I think, just as a general rule, before you get involved with someone new, you want to make sure that
the ex is completely out of the picture.
They're out
as well.
Of the picture and they've not got any weird ties and they're not still like messaging their ex every now and again.
Because it sounds like they're still kind of have feelings for each other.
I know.
May say, you know, they're broken up, but the fact that they're still talking and arguing.
Still in communication.
Like, what are you arguing about?
I
Your
know.
Exes? Like, you need to block each other and cut all
and
ties.
Move on.
Why are you chit-chatting?
Yeah.
Like, why are you chit-chatting?
So I think maybe leave that one. I think before you get into something new.
If you get feelings for this guy,
yeah.
Get out. Because
the start of a relationship is like the really fun bit and it's also fun
it's
and new
fun
and exciting.
And
so you don't want an ex, you don't want exes in general to be ruining that and like raining on that parade.
Yeah, literally.
So I think there's no use, it's so messy, there's just no...
Because it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
She sounds like a psychopath and it's literally going to get worse. I can just see it.
Yeah, I
So
do.
You need to be like, unless this woman is completely gone and blocked and I never have to see her or hear about her again, will I be able to continue this with
yeah.
you? So I'm going to have to leave.
It's too much effort.
Yeah, it's literally too much effort.
We also got a lot of emails about, like, communication with boyfriends.
We did.
We had lots of girls being like, I've been with my boyfriend for like 6 months and now he's not texting me all the time.
Yes.
Does this mean our relationship's coming to an end or is this normal? Just about like how often you should like be in communication with your partner.
Your partner. So this girl, she's been with a boyfriend. They used to text all the time. Now, you know, he's not texting as much.
Right.
They're in love or whatever. But she's like, do you like me? Like,
why aren't you messaging me all the time?
Why aren't you updating me all the time? Like, I just want to know, like, all the time. Like,
okay, so let's talk about this. So what are your opinions on texting, communication in relationships? What do you think about it?
I think it's now. Right, I'm going to talk about my own relationship. At the beginning, I wanted to text all the time. I think you always do. Like, it's exciting. Like,
yeah.
How, oh my God, what are you doing?
What are you up to? WUU2.
What are you up to? You know,
what are you doing?
Like, you want to know all the time, you want to text, was that miss you?
Yeah.
All the time. That constant, like, communication.
Communication.
Like, it's a constant communication, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, like, you get further into a relationship and you're more comfortable, right? You know you're in this relationship.
Yeah.
You love each other. You see each other often.
Yeah.
Is there a need to text all the time? There is not.
There's not at all. I think it's normal, because think about it. In the beginning, like when you're just dating or just like newly boyfriend and girlfriend,
yeah,
you've got loads to talk about. And because this is a whole new person, a whole new human being.
You're getting to know.
That you've got to get to know. So there is so much for you to talk about, so much for you to find out about each other. So you are texting all the time.
And you're wanting to know what they're doing all the time.
Yeah.
What are you eating? What are you eating for lunch?
It's like, it's a new person. Yeah. Like, it's just because it's exciting.
And you're so obsessed with them and you literally just want to be all over it.
Yeah.
But then I feel like as you both get comfortable, it's natural. Like, your boyfriend might be like, look, I think, you know, we'll text in the morning, I'll see you tonight, you know, I'll call you tonight. It doesn't have to be constant. And I think boys are better at it. For some reason, just from experience, you and us and what things we've got, boys are generally the ones who aren't replying, but they're like, it's fine, like we're still together, I love you. I just don't feel the need to reply to you as soon as you sent the message.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean they don't like you anymore.
Yes.
But I think girls generally be like, why
doesn't he like me anymore?
It's been 25 minutes and I've not
heard. Has he read it yet?
Where is he? Is he busy?
let me go and find my friends.
Has he lost his phone? Is he talking to someone else?
Is he sleeping with someone else right now?
Oh my God, he's having sex with a girl right now. It's been 10 minutes. He's penetrating
someone else.
I think that's where girls jump to.
That's where girls' minds go, I think.
That is literally where girls' minds... But you just got to be like, are you all right? Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I'm seeing you later.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, when you get more comfortable, it's nicer not to talk all the time. Because it's like, I'm really looking forward to seeing you later.
Yeah.
Where we can actually have a really nice conversation. Like... Because you don't want to see someone and then be like, I've spoke to you all day, I've got nothing to talk to you about.
I've heard about the day. Oh, exactly. And then you see them later and it's like, oh.
Hi, I know every single detail.
So, did you enjoy that conversation with...
I haven't spoken 5 minutes.
Literally.
I sometimes think, like, especially in the early stages, like girls find it a red flag. Like, oh my God, he's not messaging me back.
I think girls struggle with the transition from texting all the time to not texting all the time.
To not texting all the time.
And getting your head around that you don't have to text first thing in the morning, you don't have to get a good night text.
Yes.
And you don't have to, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But, like, you're still together.
Exactly.
And your relationship's still fine.
Because think, like... In the, not the olden days, but before phones were around, like, this wasn't an issue for people in relationships.
No.
Like,
you would see your boyfriend
when you saw him in person or, like, had a phone call.
I kind of wish it was like that.
Like, this constant communication wasn't an issue back then.
No.
So it shouldn't be an issue now.
Like, what they'd do is, they'd have their date, but, like, okay, so I'll see you next Thursday at 7?
Yeah. And then have a phone call, maybe.
One phone call.
Yeah.
And then still see each other next Thursday at 7.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's how it would be.
None of this Instagram, what's she up to today?
Yeah, what's on her story?
What's he doing today?
Yeah. He hasn't liked my picture.
Oh my God, he's been active on Snapchat 5 minutes ago.
And he's not replied to me.
I think, but it could be the case that he is losing interest if he's not texting you all the time. Yeah. But just talk to him. Just be like, are you okay?
I think you can gauge it. And I think you don't overthink it. Like, I'm trying to think, like, me and my boyfriend barely text. But it's
literally,
he's working all day. I'm working most of the day. We haven't got time.
And then, like, you're going to see each other anyway. So,
like, it's almost as if, like, the texting and, like, the constant, like, communication loses, like, its value.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't... I think the longer you're in the relationship, it doesn't feel necessary.
And I also think
mum and dads aren't texting all day, are they?
Oh, my God, because they're coming home to each other. I'll see you later. That's it. There's no need for it. He's going to come back. And also, I think... When you're texting, when you've been in a relationship for a longer time, it's not like cute little conversation, like, are you having a good day? It's like, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah.
What time are you going to be home?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this? Shall I book this for tonight?
Yeah. It changes.
It's not like cute, hi.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi. What are you up to? Hi. Miss you. Are you eating your sandwich? Oh, how's work? Is it all right?
It's been a long day.
So it kind of shifts.
Yeah, it does shift.
But I think it's a natural shift. And to the girl who's worrying about her boyfriend not texting her all the time,
it's normal.
Do not worry. You've been together for a while and I think it's natural.
And also, I know we've been talking about this for a while, but I think it also goes in, like, phases.
100%.
Like, sometimes I think he'll be the one that's more like... not more interested, but more like texting you and more present and more like, oh, I'm all obsessed with you right now. And other times you'll be the one that feels like you're more into it. Like
also,
sometimes the balance can just
do
shift.
Do not get stressed about, oh my God, I'm always texting first.
Oh my God.
I feel like this used to be an issue in the past.
Yeah.
I'm always one texting first. That means
he never texts me first.
That means he's not interested in me. Like, am I annoying him? I'm just texting him all the time.
Yeah.
I started the conversation, therefore he never wanted the conversation in the first place.
I was the last person to message, so I shouldn't message again.
He should message. Yeah, like, I'm waiting for... I said the good night and he never replied, and then I'm just waiting for the morning message, but he's not messaged me. It's already 11 a.m. and
Is he busy? Is he at work today? I can't remember.
I know
what's
he would have
doing?
Been up at 8:30. Why hasn't he messaged me? Should I message? But I don't want to be the one who messaged first again.
Don't overthink it.
I think that, God, that would stress me the fuck
out.
Just,
you don't need to overthink that.
If you want to talk to him, talk to him. And if he wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you. You know, just call him.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me.
Missed you.
Hi, missed you. Yeah, are you all right? Are you alive?
I'm just checking in.
You haven't said good morning. Did you die in your sleep or what? Are you alive?
I think we spoke about that for a while.
I think it's quite an important subject.
I do as well, but especially in this day and age.
It's such an important topic.
So don't be too obsessed about constant communication.
Yeah.
Okay, so we kind of have a dilemma similar to the one we had before. So this girl's 22 and she recently got back from a holiday to Ibiza. It's the second time I've been and I'm dying to do a season there next year.
Right.
The only thing is I have a boyfriend and have been with him for a year.
Right.
With the season being 6 months long, it's a long time not to see your partner.
Yes.
And being realistic, I don't know if our relationship would survive.
Right.
I've been thinking about living abroad / traveling for a while, but also don't want to lose my boyfriend. Also, I was with my ex for nearly 4 years, and when I went to uni, I was dying to move away, but he said if I moved away, he would end it with me, so I stayed
home.
So
that's what our ex said.
We ended up splitting up about 4 months before I graduated and not moving away. Listen, not moving away was one of the biggest mistakes I made. Any advice?
Right. I think you have to take a leaf out of your own book. You've already done it once.
I think you need to do it.
And not done what you wanted to do, and it's not worked out. Now you regret it.
Yeah.
You've got to go for it. Now...
And it's only 6 months.
Look,
can't
like,
he come out,
exactly.
You know, like we said before?
Like, it's only Ibiza. It's 2 hours away on a plane. You can get, like, 20 quid flights for Ibiza.
Yeah. You made the decision the first time to be like, okay, I'll prioritise my relationship, what my boyfriend wants.
This time it's time to prioritise yourself.
Yeah, now you need to think about yourself. Because that'll be so much fun. And you're 22. Like, this is the age to do it. Like we said before, if you're going to be together for a long time, 6 months is nothing. 6 months, like, we're in June already.
I'm sure he'd love to bring all of his friends out for a week.
I know.
You know, like it's only Ibiza. It's not Australia. It's Ibiza.
I know.
It's literally an hour away. Like,
and also, like we were saying about communication, you've got FaceTime.
Yes.
Like FaceTime is basically like you're right next to the
and
person.
You're going to be on the same time zone.
Yeah.
Basically. It's not Australia. Like, God, he's going to sleep. I'm waking up. I haven't had to talk to him.
Your subject was living my life. You need to live your life. You need
we're
to do
not going
to
tell you not to, I think, yeah. Because you've already done that before.
Yeah, I think you definitely should do that.
100%. Just keep on moving
through the beat. Okay, so last one. This one's a little bit different.
A little bit unique. Right, the subject is smelly boys. I've been with my boyfriend for 4.5 years. I'm really happy in our relationship and I feel like we bring out the best in each other. That's
amazing.
Lovely. However, his hygiene has started to go downhill. He will have a shower only twice a week. Some days he doesn't even brush his teeth. His hair is covered in dandruff and he always stinks of BO. Honestly, I'm gagging. I think that's the stench of BO. It's something like... He wears the same clothes all week. I find it really hard to be intimate with him because of this. I can barely kiss
naturally.
Him because of his breath.
Oh my God.
I've spoken to him about it numerous times. I've even tried to be harsh with him. I've hinted by buying him shower gels, shampoo, new toothbrush, but not even that works. I love him a lot and I'm so happy and content, but this is just becoming a big issue. He used to be so hygienic, but the past 6 months he's just switched. What do I do?
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say you need to talk to him, but you've already talked to him.
What about talking to his parents, his mum? Is that an idea? His sister?
I think you just, maybe, instead of bringing his family into it and just be like, he stinks, telling everyone. Do you know what I mean?
He could get quite hurt.
That's true. I think you just need to keep being like, babe, you smell.
I mean, one thing I'm concerned about is he okay? Because is he, maybe, because at the end of the day...
A sign of depression is not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Not that he, we're not jumping to that, but yeah, that's
but
so
it
true.
Is. It's something to consider. Like, is he okay? Like, maybe you're just seeing the hygiene thing as an issue, but is he actually okay?
Because let's think about just your normal everyday person. Like, say, you know, you
normal.
And me, whatever. You don't just suddenly stop washing, stop brushing your teeth, stop,
it's
you
like,
know.
It's like you'll stop caring for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Like you don't stop changing your clothes, like,
no.
You know. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, is he, like, has
is
something
okay?
happened in his life? Like, is something okay? Because yeah. that almost seems very, like, he has no respect for himself.
Yeah.
He's feeling very low about
it's
himself.
It's out of the norm, isn't
he's
it? It
almost sounds like he's sort of sinking.
Yeah.
Into, like, yes, it's just hygiene, but that's a big deal.
It represents a lot more,
it
doesn't
does, it? To not be, like, brushing your teeth and, like, getting out of bed.
But even, like, most people have a shower every day, every other day.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth once a day. It's just normal.
Yeah.
And
you should brush your teeth three times, really, apparently,
twice,
my dentist said.
Three times? What, in the middle of the day as well? God, who's got time
I
for
just
that?
Do twice.
Fucking bringing around.
Interesting question. Do you floss?
No.
See, my dentist tells
she
me...
She always tells me to floss, but
yeah.
I just find it such...
A time-consumer.
Time-consumer, fiddly. I've got these long nails.
I've
how
been
to...
really trying to do it, but I'm like, this is exhausting. Like,
it takes
gotta
too long.
Brush your teeth, mouthwash, wash your face, toner, moisturiser. I'm like, this is...
It's a half
an
hour process.
For too long.
Yeah.
Like, flossing. It's... But and then I'm... So I was thinking, is everyone else flossing and I'm the only one that's not doing
I
it?
I feel like...
But you're not flossing either.
I feel like not many people floss.
Because my mum flosses and I'm like... am I the only one not flossing?
Oof. Flossing, it's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of...
Whenever
my dentist
she says,
really
yeah,
tells
she's,
me.
She's like, maybe start flossing. I'm like, oh, flossing.
My dentist is literally like, you need to floss, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like foreign, she's beautiful. Because you have to get a scale and polish sometimes when you go to the dentist.
No.
Oh, it's horrible. It's like... And they, like, get the stains out. Like,
I have had...
And she says that if you floss, she doesn't have to do that.
When...
And it hurts.
I got my braces off, I went to the hygienist and got them all cleaned.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, but I'd rather just do that like once a month than floss.
Than floss.
Because that was a nice feeling. They, you know when they...
Was it?
Really, you should go and do it, get it done.
Mm.
They're like, they just like clean your whole mouth out.
Yeah.
Like they like you know, drill them,
enjoyable.
But in a nice way. Like they just clean them beautifully, like get everything away. I actually kind of want that again.
Yeah.
I think you can get it like a package, like you can do get them cleaned and then whitened.
Oh.
And it's like a really nice experience. Like they like zap it with like the air and
yeah,
like the
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
And it's like they just
really flush it out.
God, I just got a hot flush. I'm going through menopause.
Gosh, you sound like my mum. sorry, Fiona.
My mum's
gonna
started
hate me.
To get a hot flush. Okay.
Okay, so you're making me hot now. I'm taking
yeah,
my jacket.
I think the only thing you can do is just keep telling him. Like you can't be like, go to the doctor. Like you just have to be like, babe. Like,
yeah.
Say he comes home from work, just be like, oh God, you smell, huh? Have a shower and then let's cut off.
Why don't you try and make it like, do you want to have a shower with me? Like, why don't you do it together?
Yeah, that's
and maybe
fine.
Like do it that way.
Have a bath, run a bath.
Have a bath, yeah, together.
Oh my God, run a bath, you get in, but like, come in.
Yeah, come
you
in
know,
with me.
Make
bath
it,
with me.
Make it fun and try and like, yeah, I think that's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
And then if that fails, you know, after a while, then talk to his mum.
Yes.
You know, get serious about it. Talk to his sister or his brother or his, you know, his mates and be like, look, have you noticed this? Like, is he okay?
And then maybe take further action depending how it goes.
On
because
how
he
it goes.
Might not be okay.
He might not be okay. But then, like, some fun ways may help him.
Yeah. He might just be feeling like having a bit of a slob.
Yeah,
time.
Like maybe it's just
he
a
maybe
phase.
Just thinks, oh, I can't be arsed. Oh,
he
what's the point?
He probably does.
Like, oh, my girlfriend's chilled. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm
my
just going to be lazy.
It's fine if I smell a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, you smell. Like, if my boyfriend smells, I'd be like, God, you stink.
You stink. Get away from me.
Like, when my dad smells, I'm like, you fucking stink. Get a shower. Like, just you just got to be honest sometimes.
Yeah.
Just be like, God, that's a bit dandruff in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? But, like, it's fun because he loves you and you trust him. And, like, you can be honest with each other.
Yeah.
You
make
know,
it fun.
Make it fun and just let us know how it goes.
Why don't you... You could even suggest, like, let's go for a spa day.
Yes.
And you could maybe, like, get some pampering at the spa.
Yeah, that'd be an expensive route.
It would. But I'm just thinking, you know, it could be... I'm thinking of what you could do together to make it feel like he's less being attacked.
Yes.
Like, you stink.
I think the sharing the bath, sharing the shower thing is lovely.
Me too.
I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
You'll have fun there.
So So we're going to finish with the quotes.
We are indeed. Also, we'll see you in October.
Oh my gosh, he's right. excited.
We don't quite know what we're doing on the stage yet, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, so little quote here.
Yeah.
Do not allow your loneliness to lower your standards.
There you go. So
it's about like...
I love that.
Because we did actually get a lot of emails of girls being like,
I just really want
I've been single for a while. Like, I really want a boyfriend. Yep. Like, so I feel like that's what that is saying. Like, you don't want to settle.
The one thing you can't do is force yourself into a relationship and force love. And like, just force yourself liking a guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one there and you want a boyfriend, you want to be in love and you want to be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So don't let be like, oh, but I just want someone to go on a date with and someone to cuddle.
And Ben likes me. Should I just go for it with Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not great, but
it's maybe not going to be worth it.
No. Like, when the right person comes along, you will know. Yeah. And you'll be like, oh my God. You know?
This is the one for me.
Like, sometimes you've just got to be on your own for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's healthy. It's good. You find yourself. You love yourself.
Like Courtney. She's on her own right now. Courtney K.
She's got three kids. She's got three kids.
Yeah.
You know, she's
independent
single.
Woman.
I think, you know, do not force it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very
much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe so you can get notified
Please
when future episodes
subscribe.
Come up.
And follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom. Lots of updates there.
Lots of updates.
Some cute collages by
some
your
cute things. And you can send any dilemmas that you have or just topics in general that you want us to talk about to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can send them in anytime. We're always checking it.
Always checking it.
And that is perfect. And we'll see you
see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.